Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Catch it. DK Metcalf. And mixing it up with someone in the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
And that
oh
is not going to have great consequences for the Steelers. DK Metcalf. And mixing it up with someone in the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
And that
oh
is not going to have.
All right. There you go. That's what happened. We all saw it. CBS. They've got eyes everywhere. Their logo is an eye. So they got tons of cameras. And there it was on DK Metcalf during that incident for a while. It was ESPN's top red story and Pro Football Talk's number one story from everything that happened in the NFL on Sunday. Crazy game results, injuries, any other oddity or weird or crazy thing that may have happened in an NFL game. This was the number one clicked on thing. What happened with DK Metcalf in this fan? Now, there are several updates that have happened today. I think one that is the biggest as far as what it means to the Steelers is that it's 4 o'clock now. And after both Adam Schefter and NFL Network reported last night and this morning that the NFL was looking into this and was going to dole out some discipline, we still don't have anything. So to me, that tells me that this is not like a black and white situation, that this is not an easy call on their part. They're either still reviewing available information and evidence. I think part of it also might be an internal discussion about whether or not they want to establish a new precedent. No player, to the best of our knowledge, has ever been suspended for something like this. Now, I don't think that there's a lot of examples in the NFL of player altercations with fans. This isn't another famous incident in Detroit when Indiana Pacers players started punching fans and there was a huge brawl involving fans and players and everything else. But I don't think we have anything on the books here. Mike Florio reported that last night.
I mean, there's the Jackson situation, which ended up, like, not all's well that ends well, but, like, Jackson kind of stood down and everybody involved, I think, cooler heads sort of prevailed.
He also had plausible deniability is the wrong word, but he felt like he was instigated because of the fans' actions were physical.
The fan was the first person to make physical contact there.
Right. That's not what happened here.
No.
Now, there are a few versions of what happened that maybe this is leading to the NFL being still in pause mode and still reviewing things without making an official decision. There is DK Metcalf's side of the story. Now, he talked to James Harrison, and we're efforting that audio right now. He also apparently talked to Chad Johnson yesterday after the game. Didn't talk to reporters, talked to Chad Johnson, the ex-Bengals wide receiver. And this is Chad on his podcast with Shannon Sharp relaying what he heard from DK Metcalf about what happened.
I got word. Obviously, I'm not condoning, you know, putting your hands on a fan or punching the fan, but he did call him a racial slur. He called him the N-word, and he did call his mom a And I think with those words being exchanged and the fans saying that, I think that's where the action, you know, occurred, where he threw a punch. I'm not sure if he connected or whatever, but he did call him the N-word, and he called his mama.
And James Harrison went on to tell the same story, and Dom got in my headset during what Chad Johnson said, and told me that we can't play that on the air because it would just be all bleeps. It's just Harrison, every other word, dropping an F-bomb.
So, like, not even, we wouldn't be able to necessarily make heads or tails of what
he's
actually
saying.
Yes, it
would not really sound like a coherent, cogent thing if we just played the audio raw, and we don't want to run afoul of the FCC.
Now, James Harrison, somebody, I saw somebody put this out. Did he get suspended for the thing with the Browns fan? Oh, no. Very different. Once you run onto the field as a fan,
it's open season.
It is. Yeah, you might as well put on hunting caps if you're out there, because he was well within his rights to light that guy up.
Let me say this about DK Metcalf. He has given me, in terms of his NFL career and his behavior on and off the field, to make me think he's lying. Like, I have nothing to go by as far
as... You mean
as, like,
giving you no reason to think he's lying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no reason to think that he's being dishonest here.
I've never heard him get connected really with anything off
like
the
his,
field that would be untoward.
I've seen him during games, I mean, with NFL players get into it. Before Jalen Ramsey became a Steeler, they used to... Every game they played against each other, there would be some kind of altercation.
They both like to talk. He absolutely likes to talk on the field, which is a very different thing.
So this is not someone that is, like, I think, viewed as one of these NFL players that has a checkered past or has a history of acting like an idiot or acting worse than that. Now, the other big update comes from the person involved here. He has sought out legal counsel.
Mm-hmm.
He has a big law firm in Detroit that's going to represent him here. He put out a denial today saying he never used a racial slur. He never used any hateful speech about Metcalf's mom. All he did was call DK Metcalf by his full name. This guy now claims, and this will probably come up when there's a lawsuit in terms of the damages involved, that he's been under attack from Steelers fans, and now the media are after this guy because they think he's an awful human being for what he said about Metcalf, and he's offered up an impassioned defense of himself. A video got posted to Twitter in the last hour from an account. Let me get the name of it here, Mulzy. Maybe you have it.
Is it that, like, PREME? Yes. It is.
Premi Football?
I guess it's called Premi Football, and it is one of the many accounts that seems to just... Hold on, I always like it when I read the description. PREME Football. Daily football coverage. NFL media credentialed. I don't know...
It's one of these aggregation
featured
accounts.
On Sports Illustrated. Yeah, so this just seems like a whatever. This seems like one of the offshoots of Dove Kleiman of the world.
Well, he posts a video from maybe... The row behind?
I would say it's two rows back.
Two rows back?
Like, from the railing. And a couple seats over to the left of where the altercation
the
ends up happening.
The video is zooming on Metcalf from the very beginning because this guy picks up, whoever's filming picks up on the fact that there's something going on between the fan
and the fan,
and
this
Metcalf.
Ryan Kennedy, by the way, is not sitting in the front row. He's sitting one row back because early in the video, before the altercation happens, you see him get up to shuffle out of the row to move down to the rail.
And it looks like he's got a DK Metcalf jersey.
Yes. I mean, I listened to this
as a joke.
There's a guy yelling, don't sign it. He's just going to throw it in the trash. eventually Metcalf first kind of acknowledges them, then turns around, then has his back turned, then turns back, and then starts walking over. And the entire time he's with the fan at the rail pony,
yeah,
as I'm watching this, from the time he gets over there, one, two, it's maybe a 3 to 4 second interaction total.
He looked like he went over there with bad intentions.
He did.
That something
he immediately
triggered
grabs
him
the guy. He immediately grabs the collar.
This write-up says by this Twitter account, fans sitting nearby corroborate the person's account. At no point are slurs or insults toward Metcalf's mother audible in the clip.
Now, what I think is like relevant to point out here is, just to have as clear a picture, there's definitely nothing that you can hear on the video from anybody talking or milling around, because a lot of people are like shouting, that is even bleep-worthy. I think we could play almost all of it.
Yeah.
What we have no idea what was said in that brief, like, 3 or 4 seconds is what the two of them may or may not have said to each other when they got very close together, like
right,
a foot apart.
Correct. But I would say from watching this, it's clear to me that, because we had said earlier that if the guy is in the front row and he's yelling racial slurs or yelling something about Metcalf's mom, he would have been somewhat justified to go over there and have conversation with the guy.
If anything was said, it was because Metcalf decided to walk over there. Like, it would be Metcalf walks over there by what this video shows, then something gets said. Like,
I think
if anything, like, I'm just being very clear. If anything Metcalf alleges was said, it happened after Metcalf had already made his way to the railing.
I mean, it looks like in terms of what got him over there, that calling him by his full name is what got him ticked off, just from watching this and listening to it. But that's what at least got Metcalf to lose his cool enough to say there's a football game that's in a timeout right now. Instead of talking things over with teammates and coaches, I'm going to go over there and give this guy a piece of my mind.
This is neither here nor there, but in this video that this preem football, I don't know, preme?
Yes.
In this video, as soon as the altercation ends, like, this means nothing either way other than maybe tells you what this guy's mindset is, this Ryan Kennedy character.
Yep.
He's got both arms in the victory pose.
Yeah, he celebrates it.
He is very clearly happy that he got under Metcalf's skin to that degree. He shows him, he immediately grabs him, pulls him down, shoves him back up. Guy puts his hands up almost immediately. Camera pans to Metcalf. Camera pans back over.
Yeah,
he's holding his hands up like he won the Super Bowl.
He's thinking he's doing his part as a fan here, where there's a good player for the other team and he's getting him off his game. And we don't know what was said. I don't want to label DK Metcalf a liar, because nothing he's done in his career would make me feel that way about him. I do think what Romo and Nance said about him after this happened was fair, though. Like, it did seem like the first few plays after this happened, he was off his game.
He was.
He shoved a guy for a penalty.
Dropped the ball
over the middle. He really didn't do much. He had 42 yards.
Dan Graziano, by the way, have you seen how hard he's going at this?
No,
on Twitter?
I've not.
He's an ESPN reporter, obviously. I think people are familiar with.
Let me guess. He's taking Metcalf's side?
Not even close.
What? Really?
Crazy that the NFL, he starts by quote tweeting. He goes, what possible justification is there for him still being in the game? Another person says, it's crazy that the league will step in to change a call, but not to get him out of the game. Agreed. Slam dunk decision. League can contact officials to order an ejection. It's insane that they haven't. The rule says, and then he goes, the rule says the league can't call in to order an ejection if there's no flag on the field. Would think that gets examined in light of this. I'm 100% certain, though, that his coach could take him out of the game. He continues later on, quote tweeting Steelers
Depot. Wait a minute.
Depot.
He wanted Tomlin to bench him?
He wanted DK out of the game, yes. It's Steelers Depot's account. Mike Tomlin has no comment on DK Metcalf's interaction, has heard about it but hasn't seen it. Graziano, bull. Graziano,
I agree with him on that.
Graziano again. It's somebody quote tweeting somebody saying it's this really strange behavior from you, Dan. Let me be clear. It is a travesty that Metcalf was allowed to continue playing and Tomlin absolutely should have benched him, period. The reason I'm aware of all this is because Bergie sent me this and said, I think Dan Graziano had the under on DK receiving yards.
So,
because he is a reporter going unusually hard from ESPN at the league and the Steelers.
Right. I would say, though, like, even though they claim guys can't get thrown out for things that happen off the field, even though there's no history of it, there's got to be a line that a player can absolutely cross where it would get them ejected.
If he pulled the guy out of the stands and delivered like an Undertaker choke slam on the sideline and punched the guy, I think he'd be out of there.
Exactly.
He'd also be headed to jail probably.
Yeah, so I the NFL, like, if their public defense for why Metcalf stayed in the game as well, our rule is this doesn't count, like a punch thrown on the field, I disagree with that. I mean, one of the things I try to do in these situations is flip it. If Amon-Ra St. Brown at Acrisure Stadium grabbed a Steeler fan by the hair and either punched him or shoved him in the face, we would all want that guy ejected from the game, I think. I wouldn't expect Dan Campbell to bench him, though. It is the whole thing where, like, the NFL now has opened up Pandora's box where penalties and things can be reviewed and there's someone that's not on the field that's communicating with the refs, like, does, I think, cast a light on this where, okay, that's weird. Why can they, there's a flag that determines the end of the game. Why is the referee taking 10 minutes to review that where he's clearly communicating with somebody back in New York, but in this situation, they just, like, ignore it and say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. I think that's an inconsistency.
Can I tell you that it just seems to me like this is such an unlikely and almost unprecedented situation that there just probably isn't a set of guidelines as to how you're going to decide to handle it? I mean, that seems like the obvious thing here is that we're like hitting uncharted waters for something like this.
Sam Monson, who we know from doing a show with Steve Palazzolo, who joins us on Thursdays as one of our big football analysts, tweeted out in the last few minutes, "Nothing says innocent man like lawyering the F up the second it happens." Is he being serious when he says that, or do you think that's sarcasm?
Sarcasm. Definitely sarcasm. I've seen that basic premise out there.
Like, I need help right now. I might be in some deep
trouble. Well, yeah, like,
please,
although that's
help
a,
me
it is
this.
A pretty vigorous denial, though. But, like, yeah, once you lawyer up, I think we've all seen statements that are like, all right, that's kind of milquetoast. This is a pretty vigorous denial. I will say, my initial reaction, independent of, like, should Metcalf be over there? Absolutely not. The fact that the Detroit Free Press was able to get to this guy, and then the guy is giving quotes that make it seem like he thinks this is all a big joke.
Yeah.
Like, this is hilarious. Here's my name. I'm Lions best Lions fan ever who got under DeKalen Metcalf's skin.
If the Lions had come back and won this game, he would have given himself a pat on the back and credit for it.
Here is the only thing I thought of. He seemed very pleased with himself. And then seemed far less pleased with himself when it came out what Metcalf is claiming he said. Now, you can read it one of two ways. Metcalf is lying and this guy knows it and is deciding to vigorously defend himself.
Yeah.
Or wouldn't you say, what's the Shakespearean phrase? Thou doth protest too much?
You know.
That's the other side.
So, again, I'm going to say it for the third time. I have no reason to think that DK Metcalf would lie. One thing I don't like that he did after this game
is not talk
about it. When Jalen Ramsey got spit on, that's the first thing he did. He was at his locker. He said, look, I know this makes me look bad, but guess what? When a guy spits on me, that's how I'm going to handle things.
Did he already know? Had it already gotten out at that point before that game ended that they saw the spitting video?
No, I don't think so.
I would want to know the only thing I'll say
I don't
is,
think so, Chris. I think at that point, it was Jamar Chase at his locker lied. I never spit on him.
But I think that the whole point why we said he lied was because we had already seen the video get out.
No. That happened later.
Okay, because I would say it would make more sense that Ramsey would have talked because he had already somehow been like shown evidence. Oh, no, we got it on tape. You're good.
Well, he had his teammates backing him up on that, too. Other guys that
the
saw
other,
it happen.
The other thing that I'm going to continuously say about this is it's amazing to me Steelers security personnel did not step in. Like, your job on the sideline is to make sure the player literally does the exact opposite thing.
You've watched this video that just got posted.
How is the Steelers security guy when he sees Metcalf inching over there not just like, no, no, no,
you've
we're not
got
doing
people
this.
That, at least from this account from the stands, you've got Steelers players and coaches and other God knows what their job description is who seem to be looking over in that direction aware that something is going on.
It's just
weird. And none of them did anything about it.
It's very weird. I think a lot of people like did not do their jobs on the Steelers sideline, especially to make sure that this did not happen.
412-928-9370. A lot to talk about from that game. Let's hear what Jim in Monroeville has to say. Hello, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know what? I've been on the bandwagon ever since Vince Williams started up the whole, they're going to go five games win streak here heading to the postseason, and that started with the Ravens. So yeah, I think they can win out here.
Wait, former Steeler quick. Vince Williams said they were. When did he say this? Where did he say this? What's the?
So the Ravens game, the first Ravens game. Vince yes. Williams, I believe, is on Twitter. He said, "Hey, look, we're going to win out."
So a former Steeler said we're going to win out, and that was enough for Jim to say, "I'm on board." Was just the words of one former Steeler. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're asking if anybody's on a bandwagon, and I definitely am. Real quick,
no, I get that, but you also had more famous Steelers like Ben Roethlisberger and James Harrison say that Tomlin should be fired, and he had worn out his welcome here. So it's just interesting to me that you would elect to go with Vince Williams over guys like that. That's it. That's all.
Oh yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, who wouldn't trust Ben? But yeah, I'm on that bandwagon. But real quick, you got a caller that called in about an hour ago, Lou from Staten Island.
Yes.
Hey. The guy's input has been nothing but negative and pessimistic. He had to bite his tongue this week because he called a loss once again. Real quick, hey, Lou, Steeler Nation doesn't need you. Go root for the Jets. Go Steelers.
Wow. Fan on fan crime.
I like a little of that once in a while. The YouTube comments going after Lou as well.
Fans gatekeeping fans. If you criticize the team, you're not allowed to fall back in love with them.
There's a lot of fan-on-fan violence, it seems, for Lou. Lou gets everyone's dander up. Adrian and the our pal Adrian, who usually hates me, but I think he's like lukewarm on both of us right now.
And
he's
now
going after Lou.
His violence is directed towards Lou.
Yeah.
Well, what did Lou say that was so bad today?
I just think people felt like Lou's call was still, despite Lou saying, I want to be positive, was mostly like negative or like dark side of the cloud. No silver lining.
Well, it was still I'm going to give them faint praise for what they've done over these three games, but really you've got to prove it to me in January.
I do think the outpouring of fans being mad at any kind of, I won't call it negativity, I'll call it like still
yes.
like bigger picture thought.
Yep.
Sort of sells me on the idea that the way the Steelers are playing has legitimately won a lot of people
Chris,
over.
Chris, I said to you at the very beginning of the show for those who missed it, I do find it fascinating that this, like the third game, was the charm. Baltimore, let's see what they do against Miami. Miami, it was the Dolphins in cold weather. Get back to me if they beat the Lions. And this was the thing that got people believing. And I just find that fascinating because the Lions are barely, by definition, an above-average football team.
Perception is reality, and most people for the last how many years now? 2.5 years, up till like recently this year, right?
Yeah.
They start 4-1 and then alternate wins and losses. Have seen them look like one of the best teams in the NFC.
I know, but you just hit on it. Since September, they've really been
I understand
a
that.
Mediocre football team.
But they're
team.
Still the number one scoring offense in the league. They were still good enough to be up on the Rams at halftime and then just kind of weirdly collapse.
Well, the Steelers were good enough to be up on the Bills at halftime, and no one gives them points for that. That's a game where the coach got told he needs to be fired.
But I mean, against still maybe the best overall team in the league, they put up, what, 24 in the first half?
And then, like, spend an entire third quarter punting.
The Steelers were up in that game, and it felt like it was a matter of time, did it not? It was a very different way to arrive at a halftime lead,
yeah.
is my point. That's all.
Well, my comment back to the YouTube people is, what are you, like, when you get on fans for now singing a different tune, what are you telling me that you've, like, even through the Bills loss and the Bears loss and the Bengals Thursday night loss, are these fans trying to tell us that they've been on board the entire time, that they've never wavered?
I would say they've absolutely wavered.
Right. But Lou's not allowed to do that. Why? Because he's one of these. But there's Steelers fans everywhere. Are we going to say that if you're in Pittsburgh, you're more of a true Steelers fan than the people that have never been here before? I don't agree with that.
I think some people object to the fact that Lou calls as Lou from Staten Island, but openly admits he's calling from Florida. I think he would do better if he just said, "Hi, I'm Lou in Florida." But I think
he's
Lou
told
and
told to go root for
but
the
Lou
Jets.
And Staten,
jeez.
Lou in Staten Island is part of his gimmick, you know.
Like, Texas,
that's,
yeah, of course,
that's the thing.
You know, they're veteran guys. They've been there, done that, guys. And really, credit to Detroit, man. They did some things differently on us today. They're playing a lot of zone, and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's why those guys made some of the plays that they made. Certainly one of Scotty's plays was a man-to-man play, but I think almost all of Adams were zone plays. And you know, we know Muth is a zone killer. We got some other guys that have really good zone awareness with the addition of Thielen, and I'm thankful for it.
Yeah, some exciting whites out there. Scotty Miller, Pat Freiermuth.
You waiting all day for that one, weren't you?
Adam Thielen making plays. Yep.
They were, though. You have to weirdly hand it to Rodgers. It's one of those deals, Pony, where if he's going to essentially say, get me these guys that I either trust or have played with or whatever or respect.
Yep.
And put them in the lineup because I don't like the guys you have. If you're going to do that and call your shot and they're older guys who really don't offer a ton otherwise, they better make plays, and they all did.
And that didn't work in New York with the Jets where he tried to get his band together. He got Nate Hackett there. He brought in Alan Lazard. He brought in Randall Cobb. I mean, he tried to get the band back together, and the Jets were still the Jets. In fact, the Jets were worse last year than they were the season before with Zach Wilson. That's how bad it was. And I got to say, Jets fans, I didn't want to believe them because I thought it was self-loathing on their part. But Jets fans were actually honest brokers. I should have listened to them better. Guys like Willie Colon, who came on the show, the former Steeler, and other Jets followers who were like, look, it wasn't Aaron Rodgers here that was the problem last year. Rodgers was fine. It was everybody else that sucked. And now that is looking more and more like a take that's aged well. He's not shot. He's looked it sometimes this year. Chargers game, Bills game. But for the most part, if I'm counting and keeping track of good Aaron Rodgers games versus bad Aaron Rodgers games, good outweighs the bad.
Well, the last stinker he had matches up with the last stinker the team had, which is Buffalo.
But look at his stats during this three-game winning streak, Chris.
He wasn't good against the Chargers, but you know who's come around on him, Pony?
PFF?
They have. Now, remember, they were ripping him early in the year. We just had people foaming at the mouth when they had him rated as like one of the worst quarterbacks in the league in week one.
They said he was just making easy throws.
Rodgers, during the three-game winning streak, 80.2% adjusted completion rate, 783 total yards, 5 total touchdowns, no picks, 8 big-time throws. That's a pretty decent amount for most quarterbacks.
Because he's throwing downfield now, Chris. That's
106
why.
Pass rating. He's still... Listen, what I did not anticipate was I knew he still had the arm, but when he got guys like Thielen there that know where they're supposed to be within like a yard, right? They're running the right routes. He's still ripping the ball in there to them. And if that's what it's going to boil down to, I am more than fine with watching it happen.
Let's go back to the phones. Here's Rob in Turtle Creek. Hello, Rob.
Hey, fellas. Good to talk to you.
You too.
Hey, want to bring up something that nobody's talked about, and I think that the fact that Kenneth Gainwell is the best trade the Steelers have made.
Not a trade.
All the way
free agent signing.
Ron Bettis.
Not a trade.
Free agent signing.
So you can't.
Well,
Bettis was a trade, and Gainwell was.
You could
a
put
signing.
Him in the class of like a James Ferrier or somebody like that if you want.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's a hell of a player, and I can't believe that Philly let him go.
Well, I can believe that Philly let him go because they have Saquon Barkley. But what is hard about them letting him go, though, is if you liked him as a backup and thought he could do all kinds of different things as Barkley's backup, why wouldn't you give him if Philly offers him $2 million, he probably stays there.
Correct.
And that's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket to an NFL salary
cap. That would feel
cap.
Like a rare Howie Roseman miss, and they're still going to win their division and make the playoffs and everything else. And maybe he might even make a run, but he has just been unbelievably useful and valuable. He's done all the little things. He's made big plays on special. In the first game of the year, he made a big special teams play against
forced
the Jets,
a fumble.
Forced a fumble. Like, he's kind of functioned to me. He doesn't obviously get full-time reps, but like some of the pass-catching stuff and the instincts with the ball, it's like a poor man's Le'Veon Bell route running and stuff. I mean, Rodgers tells him to run a go ball. He's got the instincts to just cut inside despite being tackled, which apparently was a penalty in that game, but not in the Ravens game.
How old is the guy? 26.
I've made this joke a bunch. I keep thinking Kenneth Gainwell's like 31 years old for some reason, and he's only in his fifth year in the league.
And there's not a lot of tread on the tire because
no.
He was a reserve
What would
back.
You give him as a free agent in the offseason to try to keep him? What kind of a deal would you put together? Would you give him 3 years if the first two were basically guaranteed, essentially? I know they only guarantee 1 year, but if it was essentially two guaranteed years. Would you give him...
I wouldn't be opposed to it, but how much money am I paying him per year?
3 and 18 total. $6 million a year.
And about $12 million is guaranteed?
Yes, for Kenny Gainwell.
Can I tell you what my reluctance is on that? It's not a lot of money. Here's the thing.
New QB?
If you tell me Rodgers is coming back, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he is.
Yeah, the way Rodgers talked to Tracy Wolfson after the game, he was getting wistful and
scale. It was off the charts.
The catalog
11 out of 10.
I've played a lot of memorable games here 10 years ago, 13 years ago. He felt like he was a guy at the last stop on a concert tour, his last ever tour. You know, I've had a lot of great times here in Tampa Bay.
I've had some fun games over the years here. You know, they had a fierce defense in the 2010s with some guys whose names you know. Obviously, 2015 is always going to stick out as a special night. But I'm thankful for the years here. I will say, man, kudos to the fans. That was a real loud environment.
Except for the
I
one.
I remember back in 05. It wasn't like this. So kudos to staff and the organization and the fans for showing up and being loud, because I lost my voice out there, and it's because of the noise they were creating.
I did it telling Johnny Smith to stop running in motion when you're not.
One other thing.
To.
So SpotTrack does these very handy market value calculations for pending free agents.
Yeah, do they have one on Gainwell?
So here's the interesting thing. He's the same age, same experience as Travis Etienne, who's a pending UFA.
All right.
They don't have one for Gainwell. They have them like it's for like a random assortment of backs. They'll have one for Kareem Hunt, which I think is weird. The Travis Etienne projected value is $6.7 million
AAV
for Travis Etienne. So that would tell you, now Gainwell's probably going to get to 1,000 yards from scrimmage. He's at like 900 and change.
He's had a great year, but he's not Etienne. I mean,
Etienne,
if I could swap out Etienne
sure.
for Gainwell, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Etienne has 1,269 yards from scrimmage. He's not been as effective as a runner on a success rate basis, but he's a much better pass catcher as far as like touchdown production. He's got 13 touchdowns this year.
Wow.
I'm assuming that a Gainwell number is coming in more like in the 5 range then. Okay, so maybe it's 3 and 15, 10 guaranteed. Sign me up. Almost regardless of who's quarterback.
Here is Larry on the fan. Hello, Larry.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know what really excites me about this little winning streak is that we played really well defensively without T.J. Watt, and we're winning games without him, which wasn't something that we could do in the years past. It makes me think that with his contract being what it is, that he might be expendable now. And if Aaron Rodgers decides
to retire... Wait a minute. What do you mean by that? You think that expendable, he's going to get cut?
No, I think that he can't get cut because he counts too much against the cap and dead money. But I wonder if, let's say Aaron Rodgers retires.
Yeah.
And they decide to make a trade with Arizona for Kyler Murray.
No, thank you.
Wait, so you're saying
I do not want any part of Kyler Murray as a Steeler.
You're saying trade T.J. Watt for Kyler Murray?
I'm saying, yeah, because the contracts would be about the same, and you need clarity at the quarterback position. And
you're not getting clarity with Kyler Murray. The guy had to have a homework clause put in his contract. He's one of the worst December and January quarterbacks in NFL history as a starter, as a big time guy.
Maybe, but But there's no quarterback in the draft this year that they can take. So
I agree, but I said this on Twitter Saturday night, and I'll say it again. I'd rather, and I can't believe I've gone this far on things. I take Malik Willis over Kyler Murray for the price.
So would I.
For the price, I take a flyer on him. I think I know what Kyler Murray is. Is Mike Tomlin going to, after all the guys he's bet on, your Kenny Pickett's because he was a hard worker, your Russell Wilson because the guy drank and slept football, and Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers. He's now going to do a 180 and take on a guy who's like love of football
I'd actually like the class clown and not the guy who like studies in the front row every day. I'd actually like the guy who's in the back making paper airplanes and trying to get by on natural
Doran
ability.
Put out a pretty, and I thought he was off today, so he was still...
He was fired up,
still
though.
Still churning out takes.
Well, I think he's around like the newest Dickerson in the family. He's probably looking for just, some stuff to do on the phone.
I can relate to that.
He's probably holding the baby and he's on the phone.
He tweeted out, the Steelers are proving they can win without Watt. I agree. And paying him was a mistake.
Welcome to the party, Doran. Welcome to the party, friend.
Which I also agree with, but that's...
Harsh.
That's like a harsh tweet after a big win.
Well, here's what surprises me.
Like, if he just left it at the Steelers are proving they can win without Watt, period, and tweets it out, I think people are like, you're right, and this is a good thing.
Do you know what surprises me about it?
It's the paying him was a mistake take that gets people fired
up. Here's what surprises me about it. Doran, I would think, as a former player, would be in as a member of that fraternity of a very exclusive club.
Yes, extremely.
Would always be in favor of get whatever money you can.
But he's looking at it from the team perspective.
He's taking very
but it makes
much
sense now the, because he works in
the business perspective.
Well, he
works in our business.
He works in our business where you cover the teams and more so than the players. Yeah.
Although I think you and I both, well, you especially, but we all kind of just said, yeah. I mean, he's worked hard. Get what you can, just not from the Steelers.
Right. Yeah, I thought because of his resume, he deserved to get paid like that, but I just didn't want to be the team to give him
people do realize, by the way, that when you trade a player, you still incur a dead cap.
Yeah,
right?
That's another
like,
good
for
point.
Somebody who's bringing that up, now there are ways to make that less, but you trade a player who just signed an extension, you are still paying a healthy chunk of dead cap to do that, or else, for example, I don't know, the Browns would have tried to trade Watson or something
Tua.
Like that. Right, or Tua.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories. that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We get traded.
Time is 4:45. Make the right call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Donnie is on his way back from Detroit, probably extremely hungover, maybe still drunk from the Steelers win over the Lions and all the fun he had in Detroit. He'll give us a full rundown of everything that went on in the debrief tomorrow. In the meantime, we have intern Dom here, who is going to have the debrief. And honestly, intern Dom, for once, did not have the most insane take today at the radio station.
Thank you.
In fact, he didn't even have the most insane take among interns. Because intern Jack said before the show that he thought that Gainwell's touchdown was a more unlikely, more unbelievable, and more impressive play than the immaculate reception.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Really?
One is the most famous play in league history. The other happened in week 16 in a Detroit Steelers match.
Okay, if the immaculate reception happened in week 5 in a regular season game, it would not be. The fact that it's more impressive has nothing to do with the weight of the game. I'm just saying the play by itself was a more impressive catch.
So it's more impressive than a collision that causes a ball to just pop up in the
air. I didn't say it was more unlikely. Chasing a play that otherwise would have nothing to do with him being Johnny on the spot and picking up the ball inches from the
turf. Oh, you said unlikely, my friend.
I think the act of the catch was more impressive.
Now, if you would have said like perhaps the Antonio Freeman catch to end a Monday Night Football game was more improbable, I'd actually agree because that ball bounced about 8 different times.
Okay, but let's forgive the unlikely or improbable part and just concentrate on the impressive part. He's not even right about that.
Because Franco also had to like run how many yards after he caught it and stiff arm a guy by the goal line?
And score a touchdown. Yes.
That was a running back out there on a go ball on his side making a one-handed catch and still thinking about getting up and scoring. I don't know. One-handed catch doesn't even do it justice either.
You're trying. You're like... You got like a two-thirds Dom here.
Dom, what do you think of it, Dom?
I refuse to change my mind on this.
Do you like the take, Dom?
No, I love the take. Well, first of all, the immaculate reception was incomplete, so to be honest, that null and voids the entire thing.
I love where this is going.
I don't.
So I think Jack's onto something.
This is about if we let you two go, this is going to sound like one of those bad college radio shows where each guy is trying to outtake the other.
As a matter of fact, I don't think either one of you are onto something. I think this debate...
You're very off something.
This debate will come to life and die here. I don't think once this is done, people around Pittsburgh and Steelers fans will be discussing what the more impressive play was between the two. I think the only place where that debate is happening is right here on these airwaves right now. No one else will indulge in this discussion whatsoever. Jack will attempt to maybe have this discussion with his dad, and he will get shot down.
It's a good thing that this is the only place this discussion's happening, because it needs to happen.
I think Dom just matter-of-factly saying, well, it was an incomplete pass. 53 years after it happened. Almost to the day. It'll be tomorrow.
There is zero video evidence that that ball was caught.
You clearly have not done
There's zero evidence
zero.
That it was incomplete
time
off
out,
the turf.
Time out. Hold on. You're both doing a bad job here. There actually is a very definitive camera angle showing that he caught it like at least 6 to 8 inches above the turf.
No,
I
there's not.
Seen it.
Yes, there is.
And
there
is a definitive angle showing
and
he caught it.
How come every time Franco was ever asked, did you catch it, did he always say, I'll never say?
Because that's called building the mystique of the play.
That's called showmanship is what that is.
It's called he dropped the ball and doesn't want to ruin the play because it makes him look great.
If he dropped it, it was artificial turf. The ball would have bounced away from him. There was no dropping of the football there.
I never agreed that the pass was incomplete.
Well, it was incomplete.
So this is where you are trying to now distance yourself from Dom?
No, I'm not trying to distance myself from Dom.
You don't ever want to go full Dom is what we're saying here, okay? It can end careers.
Did Donnie give you something he wanted to talk about here?
No, so I have my own thing. Is that okay?
That's fine. What
you
is
just
it?
Got moon landing takes or something now? What else?
Which I actually think there's some question about
let's
that.
Let's not go down these rabbit holes again.
Didn't Elon say that we're close to getting life on Mars?
They found a ball on Mars, and they're not sure how it got there.
What do you
a
mean,
ball?
A ball?
Like
yes.
A Wilson, like a jet evolution? Like it was used
no,
in
I
the
swear
national
to God.
Title game?
Jack,
a vortex ball.
Back me up on this. They found a small ball on Mars. And they don't understand why there would be a ball on Mars.
They did?
Yes. And it's so perfectly shaped that it doesn't look like it's like some like rock that's in a circular form.
I mean, is it like ridiculously out of the question that they would have just brought one? Or actually, I have no idea.
According to Discovery News, who is quoting NASA, I've seen this picture now of the ball. They call it the blueberry. It is a kind of rock.
No.
That shows evidence of water in Mars's ancient past.
No, that's
past.
A perfectly sculpted ball.
Yes, and water can sculpt things into perfect circles.
Not like that. That looks like before you'd put the leather over a baseball and the yarn-like stuff that they put on
there. Are you aware of how like erosion works and time and everything else?
Yes, I am. There's plenty of people that think that this...
I don't think you are.
I think I am because there are plenty of scientists that have questions about this ball, Chris.
Who are these scientists?
Do I have to give you their names?
I would love for you to name one.
I don't follow the science community the way I do sports. I
Apparently
can't rattle
you follow
off scientists'
it closely
names.
Enough to have very strong takes about this ball.
I just scientists have been asking the question. That's all.
Oh, more and more you're hearing it. What is the big ball on Mars?
Yes. Dom, what else do you have for us?
All right, so this is part story, part take.
Oh, great.
So last night, Ravens lost 28-24.
Yes.
Fall to 7-8. Probably won't make the playoffs.
Yep.
So this year, the Ravens have blown fourth quarter leads of 35-14, 20-10.
Oh my God.
19-10, 40-25, the Buffalo game week one.
Wait, give me these again. 35-14.
That was against Miami.
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'm going like.
You're going like
past
back
couple
at
years,
least 5
past,
years.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Never mind then.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry. Did I blow up your.
No, that's fine. So they've blown all these fourth quarter leads.
Correct. Over the past couple years.
Yeah.
So it leads me to my take, which is. I think it's time the Ravens move on from John Harbaugh.
And hire Tony Romo.
No. I think a lot of people are starting to...
Hire that big round ball on Mars to coach things, to run the show.
Possibly. They should move on from John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And if they do, I know exactly where John Harbaugh should go.
The Giants?
Nope. It couldn't be more obvious where John Harbaugh should go. Nope.
No, hold on. What's... Pony, you're doing this wrong. What is the dumbest destination
Michigan.
You can think of for him?
Michigan.
I knew he was going to...
The University of
Chris,
Michigan.
Chris, once you gave me that little nudge, I knew exactly where he was going with this, so thank you.
It is a match made in heaven.
For who?
He went to high school in Ann Arbor, his brother and his dad.
But now he's
got
to like follow in his brother's
You are aware of the
footsteps.
Fact that like one of the big things is... at Michigan is they don't want anybody connected to Jim Harbaugh's regime whatsoever coaching this team in the future, right?
Well, do they want a good coach or not?
Well, he's not really connected to his regime per se, Chris. They're just brothers.
He's his brother. I think that's close enough. Familial ties here. If you were Michigan, would you rather Dom have John Harbaugh, who has Lamar Jackson, one of the most unique weapons in league history and has misused him and failed him, Or
you also want a Super Bowl with Joe
Flacco.
Would you rather
have, say, Kalen DeBoer, who might want to beat the posse out of Tuscaloosa if they lose this round?
I'd probably take Kalen DeBoer, but I don't think he's leaving Alabama.
We'll see about that.
I feel very strongly he's going to stay
in Alabama. I'd have no problem with the Ravens if they decided to fire Harbaugh.
I think it's done. I think he's done a very bad job there on account of they should have higher standards because Jackson is better than any quarterback the Steelers have had since Ben retired, and they've done very little. And it hasn't all been Jackson's fault. It's been, like, guys around him failing. It's been Harbaugh not, like, strangling his OC yesterday and saying, give Derrick Henry the ball after he scored that last time.
They're 3-6 in the playoffs in the Jackson era.
Pony, I saw this on, I guess, Bomani Jones' show had this tweet on September 8th because it would have been after, I think, the Buffalo game. Does that make sense?
Okay.
He has blown in his career 17 double-digit second-half leads, and that has now increased this season by at least a couple. 17. That's like the antithesis of that Bill Cowher stat where if he was up by 10 at any point in the game, he was basically undefeated.
I don't see how anybody anymore could say that Harbaugh's a better coach than Tomlin.
He's not. He's not. And he just, I think he's a clown show at this point.
Maybe the Ravens would get your guy Marcus Freeman.
I'm sorry.
The Giants are apparently going to try and get him.
I'm mainly laughing at a guy named Tristan who during the ball on Mars thing said, Pony has already said he doesn't believe in Adams, so why should we believe anything he says?
Okay, I just said we can't see him, and I just wonder about him, that's all.
We can't see air. Do you wonder about air?
No.
Why?
You can feel air.
How?
You feel breeze, you feel wind.
How do you know that's not
things?
Fake air, something else?
Have you ever seen an atom before?
Under a microscope.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're like, that's an atom right there.
Yes.
How about protons and neutrons? Have you seen those?
Yes, because they're part of an atom. Electrons.
I don't know.
I thought the atom was the smallest thing, so now they're made up of even smaller things?
Exactly, Dom.
Quark.
Thank you.
Quark.
That was the Donnie Football Debrief.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.